get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Well, hello, everybody, my All In listeners. You are here with Savannah Murphy with All In, where your existence is authentically you. We have real talk in real time. Let's go. So today I'm very, very excited because we have like a superwoman on with us today, Tina Maria Sangermano, and I had to make sure I didn't brutally dissipate her last name. She is just she wears so many hats. She's an entrepreneur. She's a hypnotherapist. She's a life coach. She's a mom. She's a wife. She has a virtual networking company. I mean, she has all of these things that she is doing. And so I thought, who better than to come here and share some story and inspiration and maybe give us some ways that we can utilize some of her services. So with that being said, I want to welcome you, Tina. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm very excited too. And we're so lucky because we have Bashani Radio in New York City that is letting us take this beautiful time to interview you. And they're always talking about everything. So we are going to jump into the everything now if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's do it. So let's start off with, why don't you tell us a little bit about what life is like right now? I mean, I don't even know if I touched on all of the things that you're doing. So if you want to tell us just a little bit about like where you're at, what that looks like and what your existence is.
So I have two 2 year old boys. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a 4.5-year-old. So
bless
with
you.
My husband, it's amazing. Actually, I could go into that because I am blessed with that. I worked really hard to get them. So right now, you know, I live in the desert. I live in Yuma, Arizona. It's not where I dreamed of living, but it's a temporary place. And I'm actually really happy to be here right now. We live right next door to our parents. And so it's kind of perfect. So on a day,
so convenient, you have help.
Oh my gosh, I know. And especially when we're trying to work in the day, you know, life isn't that disturbed through this pandemic for me, just because, you know, aside from going out to parks and stuff like that, we do take walks outside, but we stay home a lot anyway, but right. It is getting,
I'm sure. Now you're like, oh, wait, we used to be able to do all these things. Now I can't even do it if I wanted to.
Yeah. Or eat out more. It's like, okay, how many more times can we cook?
How many more recipes can I pull out of it?
Exactly. But just working, trying to, you know, balance whatever that is, blend in work while I'm playing with the kids, and then having a set time with focusing on, when I work. So typically I'm getting my work down to Monday through Wednesday of really just focusing on my work with like little sprinkles on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
Yeah. So that's my life right now.
Well, good. I mean, it seems like you have a balance and with the things that you've decided to do, you know, and how you've taken this and we'll kind of get into that, in a second. It's allowing you to have like everyone always says hashtag living your best life. I'm not a huge fan of that because I think it's so over the top, but really like a work-life balance almost for you, because you are able to do things virtually and you do have the support. So you're able to, you know, reach out and touch so many people and help so many people and touch so many lives, from the comfort of your home and not, you know, indirectly affecting or taking time away from your children who, you know, it's so instrumental right now for them.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, encouraging as a mom myself. I know how hard it is to juggle sometimes and even getting time where you can record a podcast like this without having craziness in the background, is a blessing.
How many kids do you have?
I have two kids. I have a 12-year-old and a 2-year-old. So we are, it is a chaotic, crazy mess here, but we love it. It's our mess and we embrace it. But
nice.
So tell me a little bit about all of these wheels that you're spinning with your outreach and how you're helping people with, you know, your coaching and your hypnotherapy and, you know, how this women biz mix kind of came.
All the things. So,
yeah. Let's talk.
Okay. Well, to start off, like I wanted to, and this is going way back, but when I was 22, I read about being a life coach, and my whole life I felt like, oh my gosh, I wish I just knew that I really wanted to be a doctor. I wish I just knew that I had that passion for something so obvious, right? Mm-hmm. And I was jealous of my friend. She's like, oh, I want to sing opera. I'm like, well, because you have that talent. So anyway, I came across this article of being a life coach. I'm like, that's it. That is perfect for me. You know, like that's exactly fits my style. That's the way I'm a great listener. I want to help people in that way and encourage them. And then my boyfriend at the time, and mind you, this was way before life coaching was popular because I'm older. I'm like 40 something.
And she looks like, amazing, you guys.
In my head, I'm still 29, but no, I'm 40 something, 4, 5, 6, 45, I think. Anyway,
age is just a number. It's fine.
I'm just a number. You know, I'm blessed to be here. So I was okay. So yeah, this was way before life coaching was popular at all. Like it was never heard of. And so my boyfriend, I was living in Chicago at the time. He was an investment banker, Midwesterner. And so very conservative. And I was like, I want to be a life coach. And I was like, this is perfect for me. I was so stoked, so excited. And he was like, why don't you go to school to be like a therapist or a social worker? And I'm like, that's not it for me. I was like, yeah, but they make, you know, and at the time my thought was like, no, I need to do something where I can actually make money. They make 36. I looked it up, you know, at that time it was like average income was like $36,000 a year. And I'm like, I can't do that. And so it totally distracted me. Like it made me think that life coaching wasn't an acceptable career, that it wasn't like a respectable anything and that I wouldn't make it. And mm-hmm. So for the next 10, 15 years, I did so many different things. I've always been an entrepreneur. My friend and I, we started selling lemons. We picked lemons off the back of our, actually, this is kind of funny. We picked lemons out of the back of her condo association, right? Like she lived and there was a big lemon tree. We picked a bunch and we went around and we sold all the lemons. And then we got to our neighbor's house. We're like, hey, do you want to buy some lemons? He's like, did you get those off my tree?
Oh my gracious.
But anyway, so fast forward, I finally, you know, had tried so many different things, so many different businesses and my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I really just want to be a life coach, but it was really hard for me to admit that, you know, and mm-hmm. by here, now it had come kind of acceptable, but just admitting that to myself was like, that's what I want. That's the only thing that I kept on going back to after all of these businesses that I have done. And careers that I've tried or whatever. I was like, I just want to be a life coach. It was always calling me. So that was the start where I started making that headway towards, I went to schooling for it and then started pursuing that. And then I'll just sidetrack a little bit more, but
please do.
Then we got, well, then my husband and I, at the time, my husband and I, we got married, and at that time I was 37. So I'm going to go deep on you real quick. So, but
it's called all in, girlfriend. We go deep.
Okay. I'm glad.
Yes.
I love telling people this in for like to give them hope or change their expectations. So when I was 37, I was super healthy, never had any issues or problems at all. But when it came to get like, we got married, I'm like, okay, let's have kids, because that's why I want to get married so quick.
Right.
But we tried to have kids. I got pregnant right away, but had a miscarriage. And then, long story short, found out that I couldn't have kids, or that's not true. I just didn't have any eggs, you know? Mm-hmm. So I went through IVF, and it's like, it was a shocker. I'm just like, oh my gosh, all my dreams are shattered. And so we ended up, while we were in the doctor, IVF is in vitro fertilization process, just in case you don't know, but where you get help, you know, to try to get pregnant. And when we were there, she's like, oh, you could use an egg donor. And I was like, no, I don't know what that, like, it just,
yeah.
You know, you're heartbroken. I'm going super fast on this, but it was such a heartbreak that it was like, you don't want to see any other options when you're just feeling that, you know, and just like, oh my gosh, all my dreams are shattered. But she said that little clip as I was walking out the door, she's like, you could still, you know, have a baby. It would still be your baby. And I was like rejecting it, but it was in my ear. And so I went home and I cried. And then I told my dad and he was crying, which I've never seen him cry before, you know?
Oh,
and so I was just like, okay, I can't feel sorry for myself. And I'm like, how can I make this happen? You know, maybe this is kind of weird, but you know, when you're set in a train of thought, like I was like, but it won't be my baby, you know, but she was saying, yes, it will. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I have a dog. If I could love my dog, if I could love anybody half as much as I love my dog, then I'm going to love this baby.
Right, you know, right.
Will be my baby. It will. And so anyways, we had a whole journey and we went to Vietnam actually to find a donor and to get pregnant. And so my whole coaching business, I kind of just put on the side for this whole time. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up getting pregnant and got,
oh,
you know, like,
yay.
Yeah. And, like I said, this is long story short, but yeah, we found a donor. We had troubles. We got pregnant, but the whole time I just, you know, I had this vision of seeing kids playing around a Christmas tree. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to hold on to that vision. And so we, luckily we had the twins at the end. And so I feel very blessed that they're in my life and that I have them, you know?
Right. And so you essentially, even though you were, I mean, it's kind of serendipitous, right? Because even though you had put your life coaching career and dream kind of like in holding, right, while you were like making your personal life make sense, you were almost life coaching yourself through this transition by giving yourself visual aids, by really talking to yourself about being realistic and taking yourself kind of out of the equation and looking at the other people that were around you and kind of having real talk with yourself about, I love my dog, you know, and I didn't birth my dog. So, yeah. You know, so it's kind of amazing that you were your first client.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thanks for summarizing that you're awesome at that.
Thank you.
But it is true. Because I realized too, I was like, okay, you know, cause at the time I did have friends who were kind of going through the same things. I'm like, don't wait. Like I thought I was good in the clear cause my mom had gotten pregnant at 45 naturally and she had a healthy baby. And so I was like, oh, I'm good, you know? Mm-hmm. And so my friends who were in their 30s and 40s or early 40s, I was like, just go to the doctor now, go, you know, because 35, 40, you feel healthy and fine, right, and like nothing's changed, but your internal body does change. However, there is that psychological working on, is like, okay, you know, I've always been a lover of self-development ever since I was 13. And that's when my parents divorced and my dad handed me a packet of Jack Canfield tapes. And so I've been listening to self-development forever. And so, yeah, I've always loved that self-development. And so I was applying those things, but I'm like, you know what? I think there's something more. And so once I had my twins, that's when I went to the training for NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. That's the hypnotherapist. And the life and success coaching, again, that was an additional training. And so that's when I was just like, oh my gosh, this is kind of the answer to everything, or the key to how I worked my mind. And like, cause I knew I did something, but I couldn't identify how I did it. And so once I learned NLP, it kind of gave me that, like, that's what you did.
Right. And so it's so interesting, right? The a little piece of that where you bring up, you know, your parents' divorce, and because you immediately pulled 13 out. We're going to take a short break, but I want to, you know, touch on that, because it sounds like your dad really gave you the first gift into this thing that became your profession later. So yes. With that being said, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
All right. Welcome back to All In, everybody. We are here with our guest, Tina Maria Sandermano. She is a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur of so many different things. And we are just really diving into a little bit about her story and how she became the person she is today. So far, if you're just tuning in, I would really urge you to go back and listen to the first part of this interview, because it's been instrumental, where she talks about a lot of her trials and tribulations with getting married and having kids a little bit later in life, and in IVF, and kind of the struggles that really kind of allowed her to be her own first client with life coaching, that had been such a huge part of her heart and something that she had wanted to do for so long. So we're picking back up right now where she had just kind of told us, you know, her parents had divorced at the age of 13, and she had been gifted from her father some, you know, kind of self-help sector, self-improvement information and books and tapes. And that's really where he gave her the first gift that would lead you into your future career.
Yes. Yeah. So I would listen to those tapes all the time. And, you know, I would apply them. It's like, hey, smile and you'll be happy. And I remember standing in my basketball coach was like, why are you always smiling? I'm like, because if you smile, then you're happy. You know? I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do it that much. Because your body's a robot, right? Or if you smile, you're happy, or if you're happy, you smile. So it's like, it works and it goes round and round, if that makes any sense.
No,
right?
It does. If you smile, eventually you smile through the pain or the fear, you'll feel it, right? It brings it.
Your body is like, oh, okay, you're smiling, so you must be happy. So it's like sending off those signals.
Yeah. You're trying to build those endorphins even when you don't have them.
Exactly. I have been, and I always felt like that was, you know, now it's so common for people to share that they are into self-development. But for me, I would go to the bookstore and I would read it and I would kind of hide it because I thought it was so nerdy of me to be really into that. So it's so funny. But yeah, my dad, you know, my parents divorced and it was me and my brother and my dad. We moved up to Wisconsin and that's when he gave me those tapes. And I was just like, okay, cool. It gave me a focus and a positive focus, which was really awesome.
Right. And so it gave you this way to kind of cope with what you were going through, you know, now as a 13-year-old, which is such a hard time and tender age for a woman or a girl, rather. I would never want to be 13 again or in high school again. but, you know, so here you are, you have that and you go through all these different things through, you know, IVF and just these struggles and tribulations and just kind of finding yourself as a woman, it sounds like, and finding yourself too as just an entrepreneur and kind of really how to make this dream of yours become reality. So why don't you touch a little bit on these businesses that you have? And then I want to make sure before we run out of time that you give the contact information for how everyone can kind of get in contact with you, hear your story, listen to how they can get involved with any of your services and maybe some of these virtual networking events that you put on.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first, I went through training and I'm a trainer for NLP, which is the neuro-linguistic programming, as well as it's all encompassing. So we also teach hypnosis and time techniques, as well as EFT and life coaching. And that's at neuro-revolution.com. And it's really amazing because your mind really is the builder. Your mind creates everything. Your mind creates your reality. So when you can learn how to use your mind to focus your thoughts, to focus your energies, and not, I mean, it's way more than that, right? But like to anchor in these feelings so that you can feel confident whenever you want to feel confident. I can tell you a few years ago, I was not really able to like speak so confidently in front of a camera to even host the events that I'm hosting now. Like I was so, I don't know. I just couldn't, I felt like I couldn't do it. I in my head, I knew I could, but it was mm-hmm. like whenever I would do it, my confidence would be like, ah. So anyways, it has helped me anchor in confidence to where it's like, yep, I can do a podcast. I can talk to other people.
Right.
And if I screw up, it's still okay. So yeah, we teach women to become life coaches and to use all of these tools and techniques to really make their sessions incredibly powerful. Next, this about a month ago, with the COVID-19, I was just like, what can I do? Because I feel like people are suffering, they're lonely, and they also want to grow their businesses and they're lacking this connection. And so I started the Women Biz Mix events. And it's womenbizmix.com. And every Wednesday, we bring women together so that they can actually have face-to-face conversation, because this is one of the things that I don't like sitting on Facebook and just talking, because if you just chat with somebody on a Facebook group, as soon as you leave the Facebook group, you forget who they are.
Right.
You know? And so what really makes a difference is just being able to see somebody face to face, having a conversation, hearing their voice, seeing their body movements, because your body movements are, your physiology is 55% of communication. And your words are only 7% of the communication, and your tonality is 38%. Yeah.
Huge.
So being able to see somebody's expressions, it's like, oh, you feel so much more connected to them. So what we do at the Women Biz Mix events is we put everybody into small groups of three so they can talk with each other and have this real connection and meet 6 to 8 women at each event and walk away feeling like, okay, I have, you know, I've shared my message. People know what I do. I've, you know, expanded my circle. And you walk, like we have a friendship now.
Right. Women, you're building their circle virtually.
Yeah.
And globally.
We've had somebody
all different parts.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cool thing, actually what's really cool is I just met somebody who lives in the same town as I do. I'm like, oh my God, you're so close.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
It's like those little unexpected, you know, happenings.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Like, and so so much has, and the other women have already connected, and they've exchanged information. I know there's a few people who are grabbing onto the services of the other people. And so there's friendships being built. And so it's amazing. And the relationships, because it really is that relationships that will build your business.
Well, that is, you know, it's amazing. That's how we got connected. So I think that, you know, that's great. And yeah, it's a blessing. You know, with that, I have two last questions for you. I wish we had so much more time, and maybe we'll bring you back later in the season to kind of dive into some of these other endeavors a little bit more, you know, in depth. But with that being said, what 5 years from now, what does that look like? What does that look like for you?
Okay. So 5 years from now, I go based on my kids. 5 years from now, the twins will be 7. So I don't see myself, I see myself living somewhere, actually on the ocean. I see myself going back to California, and living in a house, but also, you know, having a really nice network of friends now, because I've built this women business up, and everybody is connecting. I love that everybody connects. So, and yeah, continuing the training, I'm staying on the same, the trainings, training more people. And, I would really like this women business to be global, like, or, you know, at least nationwide, and having lots of different pop-up groups. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, in 5 years from today, I'm going to send this to you, and we're going to talk about, oh my gosh, you remember 5 years ago? And I'm sure that everything that you said will, you know, flourish and come into fruition. So lastly, yes, you're welcome. Thank you for, you know, being a guest and sharing your testimony and your heart. And it's just beautiful. Last question is, right now, later, in your mind, whichever way this question takes you, what does all in mean to you?
Not giving up. Like, just not, there's no other way. So always figuring out a way. Like, I guess when you ask that question, I think about getting pregnant with my kids, and it's just like, there were so many times when I could have thought like, oh my gosh, this is a sign to quit. My parents, my aunt, who were from Vietnam, they're like, you're crazy. And it's like, nope. That's a hit. Like, I had hiccups after hiccups, to say the least. And it was just like, no, I kept that vision. And no matter what, just figure out a way. So, okay, you get a roadblock, keep on going around, figure out a way to make it happen. Like, this is what you want. Keep on going till you get it. That's all in.
Yes, that is all in. And I think you left our listeners with a beautiful, you know, in an inspirational way to think of how do you be all in your life. Thank you, Tina, for being all in your life, and for listening to that little piece of your heart that's been telling you that you should be touching people's lives since you were 13 years old. So thank you for following your dreams. Thank you for being all in, and thank you for being here. And we are out.
Thank you, Savannah.
Thank you.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.